This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yo. Somebody says, am I going to go as a Richard for Halloween? No, I do that every single day I show up to work. I love dressing up for Halloween at work. I dress up as the character from The Full Monty. I work from home, so my wife can't sue me for nudity. Somebody said, add Noah Gray for a touchdown tonight. Yeah, I'm dressing up as the Karate Kid going to the Halloween dance, a shower with a Chargers jersey on. Oh, and my 11-year-old daughter is going as the bully skeleton. I've never seen Karate Kid. Should I watch that movie?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's the Mr. Miyagi
yeah,
wax on, wax off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both, good. Right?
Nah, you just watch the first one.
That's fair. I've never seen either one of them. But yeah, I don't know. No, I'll wear my costume on Friday. It'll be in studio. It's going to be hot, probably. Not me hot. A costume.
No, always. Come on.
Come on now.
Am I right?
Two guys, two haircuts. New podcast coming soon. Chiefs tonight, Washington Commanders at Arrowhead, Monday Night Football. It's always kind of different. Kind of feels cool, mm-hmm. right? Buck Aikman on the call tonight. So a lot of people will be listening to 96.5 The Fan. The radio call that starts 3 hours ahead of the kickoff game. So Josh Briscoe will be on with pregame and postgame tonight. And then Chiefs will play right here on 96.5 The Fan. Long show for Carrington today, 2-4.
Yep. How many pens do you think he'll blow up in his mouth today?
I don't know. He blew up one the other day because it was all over the
huge ink stain.
I created a spot. It's
show called, the camera so the people called, watching at home can see what you had to create so you didn't get ink stained today.
Yeah, it's called C-Dot's Pen Spot.
Yeah,
because it looked like he neutered an octopus when I came in.
That's crazy. What he said. Yeah. He goes, "What happened here? Did somebody eat an octopus and there's ink everywhere?" Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just deplorable, really. Like squid ink pasta is actually pretty good, but you're going to Spain right here in a week or so, right? Squid ink. Eat it.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Sweet.
Love the hell out of it. It'll be good for you.
Give me more stuff to try.
Yes. Rabbit.
Okay. Wait, really?
Paella.
In Spain?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about all the stuff we ate when I was growing up, and I lived next to people who were from Spain, first-generation Americans, right?
Oh,
they were raised
cool.
over there, and then they came, and my friend growing up, Nino, he was a first-generation, American, right? And so we'd go eat paella all the time. It was just tremendously awesome. So you'll have the opportunity.
Oh,
we ate rabbit. They would raise these rabbits, and as kids, we thought, oh, my God, you're killing Peter Cottontail. Rabbit's not bad. It's kind of a chickeny flavor type thing,
okay. Chicken.
Try it. Don't say you're not going to try something because it sounds weird, because you may like it. There's things over the years you're like, eh, and then you try, like, oh, that's pretty good.
You might in February.
Like Dusty.
Yeah. Hey-o. In early February, we're all going to try a Bad Bunny, and we're going to find out if we like it or not.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't be a boomer and go, I don't like that.
No, everything and anything. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So, yeah, just eat everything. It'll be awesome for you.
Somebody says, wait, what? Dusty can basically quote any 90s movie but has never seen Mr. Miyagi or Danielson?
Well, that's from the 80s.
Thank you.
I mean, that's early 80s, that movie. Like, I was a kid in the theaters
now,
at that one.
I will say this. I've seen Three Ninjas. That's a great movie.
Is that the one with Chris Farley in it?
No, that's Beverly Hills Ninja.
Oh, okay.
I am Haru, the great white ninja. And you are not Sally Jones. Chet Walters, who shot the couch? Am I right? Anyways, another 90s movie that we're getting way off tack. But you shouldn't be scared tonight. I know Mitch Holtis told us the other day it's scary season. It's that time of the year where teams kind of dissipate one way or accelerate the other way.
Mm-hmm.
The Indianapolis Colts have not let their foot off the gas pedal. They are continuing to move. And that's why I say that, because that is the anomaly of what is going on. The Indianapolis Colts are going to be that car on the trip that are going to be able to afford to stop halfway through their destination, get some rest overnight. They have the time to do that. The Kansas City Chiefs, unfortunately, because they dropped that game in Jacksonville, dropped that game to Philadelphia, they've got to drive straight through the evening. They got to keep going. They can't look at this as, and they won't, because it's Andy Reid, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's all these guys that control this team,
mm-hmm.
from GM to quarterback to defensive coordinator, all of them. But this isn't a game that I think should scare people, because I know there will be people, my father's probably included into this, that it feels like a trap game that doesn't exist with this team. It might exist for a team like Pittsburgh. It might exist with a team like Green Bay when they lost to Cleveland. I don't know. But this is a game where this record can't indicate that, because the Chiefs are 4-3. They are third in the AFC West. They've got to win this game just to be at the same record with the Los Angeles Chargers, who have the tiebreaker over you because of head-to-head. You'll get that rematch again later on. And Denver's still winning. And Indianapolis is still winning. Pittsburgh did you a favor last night and lost and gave you a chance to sneak back up in there.
Yep.
We will see what happens. Jacksonville on a bye this week. They didn't play, so irrelevant. But this is a game that I don't think that can be scary, because you've got to keep going. Stay above 500. Don't look back. Stay focused. Don't lose that focus. Keep gelling on offense. Keep gelling on defense. Keep being that team that everybody else now has flipped the script on and said, this is the most dangerous team. This team that's not in the playoffs currently. This team that's one game over 500. This team that everybody thought might have been the down year of the dynasty. And now everybody says Mahomes is the MVP favorite. The Chiefs are the AFC favorite. The Chiefs are the Super Bowl favorite. Let that continue to move, because the real stretch and the real scary season starts next week
and carries on for about all the way through week 12.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, like every team in the NFL is poised for a bad game. Like no matter who you are, no matter what team you are, no matter who your quarterback or coach are, you're going to have those bad games. Chiefs have a bad game every single year. It just depends on when that bad game
week is. Week 5, 2025.
That's right. That's exactly right. We've had that bad game already, and they know. It's like, you know, you asked earlier about, you know, Rashee Rice and getting him back. Would you rather have had him for the first 6 weeks or, you know, getting him, having him suspended now for the next 6 weeks? I'd rather have that bad game out of the way in week 5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars that the Chiefs had, because again, they have one of these every single year. Last year it happened to be the Super Bowl. The year before that it was the Raider Christmas Day game. It was the Tennessee Titan game. It was the drive the bus around the stadium game, right? We have seen these games every single year from Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. The good news is they've already had that game, and they've realized early they got punched in the face early, right? And so they're that heavyweight fighter that got punched in the face early, got knocked down early. And they understand, all right, we don't have any more room for error. Let's go now assert ourselves. And so that's why I'm glad that that Jacksonville game is already out of the way. It's already taken place, because that was the quintessential, what are we doing here game that this organization has every single year. I don't necessarily think that was a trap game at that point in time. That was just a, we let our foot off the gas. It was a great learning moment for everybody, for Andy Reid, for Patrick Mahomes, for Steve Spagnuolo, for all the guys on defense. They now know, we can't take our foot off the gas, and we've got to continue to push as much as we possibly can until that clock reads all zeros at the end. And so I think that Jacksonville game was more of a learning moment than anything. And look, I think they learned their lesson, as they've shown by the last 8 quarters, and let's continue that tonight.
I think it's good that you say learning lesson, because if you look at that Jacksonville game, can we knock it down to about 3 plays?
Yeah.
And I think they're all 3 self-inflicted.
Yeah.
The dropped interception, the kick out of bounds, and the lack of effort on the last play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they still score? Maybe. But again, you look at when you had the ball with 16 seconds left, and maybe 50% of the fan base is going, we're all right. We got 16 seconds. We got Mahomes. And what happened on that drive? Mahomes throws that same play over the middle, and it hits Hollywood Brown on the shoulder pad because he's a millisecond off. And you lose that game by 3 points.
Right.
And you kick the ball out of bounds. We haven't seen that since. Harrison Butker seems to have figured something out within that, you know, 2-week span.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped an interception, which could have changed the complete dynamic of the game. Trevor Lawrence throws a pin drop throw to Brian Thomas Jr., who since that game has been irrelevant and now being called upon about a trade,
right?
Which is insane to me that they're willing to do that. I don't know if maybe I'm the only one in that field, but like 2 years in the league and you're already like, this guy's out.
Well, it's
like,
just, you got a new coach and you got to find out who's on board and who's not. And if you have a guy in your locker room, regardless how good he is, and he's not on board, you send him to Miami.
And I don't know if that's the case of why he's getting this sort of treatment or why that's what's been interesting. I don't know if he's a locker room problem. I know he has a drop problem this year. That's a very efficient stat there for him. Not efficient, but that's a very evident stat there for him. But I think that when you look at this game and you look at that, what you said, learning experience, the Chiefs know and always do know what they are, who they are, and what they can be. And when those games happen, those games are more piercing to their team's soul, because, yeah, you can get absolutely blanked 52-14 and be like, what the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just an anomaly of a game. That was a weird game.
What the hell was that?
Right. You lose 31-28 and you go back and it's like me on the golf course. I shot 87. Okay. 83 was out there. Why didn't you shoot it? Because you hit one ball out of bounds. You missed a putt that you should have made. You duffed a chip. You did this. And you go back and think about that, and you're like, man, that really was there. That was a win on the table. And you let Jacksonville just kind of inch their way back.
Well, you also had 13 penalties in that game, right?
That's the other thing.
And how many have they had since? 4 in 2 games or something like that?
Not penalized against Detroit.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, did not get penalized against Detroit.
They had 5 against the Raiders.
5 against the Raiders. And so here we sit now, right, with the Chiefs figuring it out. This is why I said all along, Andy Reid, get this thing figured out. And if you're watching this and you were in panic mode, you shouldn't have been, because they always figure things out. And he had – how many come to Jesuses has Andy had already this season with individual players? Definitely Juwan Taylor. Isaiah seems like he had kind of a meeting with Andy Reid. Maybe the entire offensive line had that kind of come to Jesus meeting with Andy Reid. And every time he sat somebody down and talked to them, they've been outstanding. It's unbelievable. Brian Mitchell sat in here, his former player, and told us, you don't want to let Andy down. He's got your back. And so you're going to go work hard for them. Juwan Taylor had that come to Jesus. Andy goes, I've had your back all this time, and this is what you're doing now? Juwan Taylor has been outstanding since then.
Somebody asked what Frank White's going for as his Halloween costume this year. They said, I bet it's a recall ballot. That's awesome. That is
if he really had some fun, he would.
He should go as like the second baseman for the Kansas City Royals in the 80s when he was liked.
40 years ago today, the Royals won the World Series over the Cardinals.
40 years
ago. Last time people liked Frank White.
Oh, boy. That's tough. That's tough. Coming up, we had Brian Mitchell in here. And what did he teach us and what did we learn here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports?
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll get to our brioche of the weekend. Got a good feeling. I know what everybody's brioche of the weekend is going to be without knowing it.
Has to be the weather.
I actually don't hate this. I'm not going to lie. I kind of enjoy this. At least it's fall.
Do you? Yeah.
It's not 30 degrees. If it was like 30 degrees in this,
right,
where they're going to be like, oh, possible freezing on that, I'd be like, damn it, dude. But this, by the way, is not going anywhere until after like Wednesday afternoon. So, but at least it's fall.
Settle in.
You know, tonight, I'd like to know what people are making for the game tonight. If you're not going, Mac and I are going to have mashed potatoes on ice and chicken strips and cheese sauce at halftime. Can't wait.
I like that.
Will not step on the scale tomorrow morning. No, I'm kidding. Maintain. But no, it seems like a good, like, I think I saw a lot of friends send me pictures just because we like to send our food pics to each other. And obviously, sometimes I get overboard with it on socials, but good pot roast night. You know, if you have if you got an angel at your house and she threw that thing in the oven before she left and you come home today at like 5 and you go, oh my, you know, pot roast evening, chili evening, soups. Maybe you're doing burgers. Maybe you just go pizza tonight. I don't know, but I'd like to know what people are doing for this sort of weather, for this sort of game tonight on a Monday night.
Sitting on a
game.
Couch under a blanket. it's the perfect meal. Yeah. It's the perfect night for something like
saw
that.
Saw some homemade chicken noodle soups last night. I think my sister made that.
Nice.
Yeah, I had Casey's Pizza last night.
That's a good one. Yeah,
I love it, man.
Casey's Pizza is dynamic.
It's underrated, and you can get it party cut. Did you know that? You can get it like little squares.
Oh, you can if you want it to.
Don't feel as bad.
Ah, I like that.
Oh, I kind of like squares.
All love right. Square nice. Pizza.
Yes,
there you go. Make it, I'll just have a little square or something like that. Yeah, that tavern
triangle
style in Chicago,
that's like that,
which
big.
Is a crust at the end is always the good piece. Yes,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's chicken.
Because the triangle piece and the square pizza really doesn't count as a piece because it's just there at the end. Yep. It needs to go.
I don't know if I had 2.5 pieces last night or 4.
Yeah.
I just know there were 4 squares on my pizza, on my plate, and they were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Pepperoni and sausage. But we did get some information over the weekend per Nate Taylor on Josh Simmons. Seems like what Andy and all of them have said us in a vague way, even though that's how they want to say it, you know, taking care of business, family sort of thing, left pregame or right before a game on a plane to go back home to San Diego. Sounds like his return will be in the coming weeks. You look at the schedule and you say, okay, next coming weeks, oh, there's a bye. Surely that might be a time frame. Again, don't know a whole lot of details. If you need to look for anything, just go find at Nate Taylor on X. And that was basically what his report said, that they have been in communication with the young man. He was taking care of business. It was family, they say, and he'll be back in the coming weeks. So that's what we know about the Josh Simmons situation. The other thing that kind of stings, no pun intended, about tonight, Trey Smith doubtful, lower back injury. Maybe they're looking at this. It's like, hey, we trust Caliendo for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has kind of stepped up in this season so far because Caliendo tonight, maybe most likely for Trey Smith. Trey Smith doubtful for tonight. And then you'll have, again, the guys on the outside, Jalen Moore and Juwan Taylor.
Yeah, I think in a game like this with a defense like Washington's right now, which isn't great, you probably take the precautionary route with Trey Smith. You know, when we were talking to B. Mitch earlier, he was talking about Jalen Daniels, and he's like, if that's Patrick Mahomes, he's probably playing tonight, right? And I think that's kind of where we are with Trey Smith. If this is a playoff game or something of that nature, it's probably a good chance he's going in this game tonight. But look at the weather outside right now, right? You got the second half of the season beginning after tonight. You got a hell of a road to go. If you got to take a night off and let that back, you know, kind of rest a little bit and not flare up, I think it's the right thing to do because, you know, with a back injury, man, these things are so, you know, I'm trying to think of the word that I'm looking for, so tough to deal with because you just don't know what's going to happen. And so they know it's not a long-term injury thing, and that's the good news with all of this, but it may be something that does need a rest. And maybe you rest them against Buffalo next week and then get the bye week, and now you're ready to go for the second half of the season because you just never know with a back. They know and believe that they escaped anything serious with Trey Smith. Mm-hmm. Now it's just rest and treatment and see, you know, when this thing can get back, because it's a spasm, as they've called it.
Because the last time we saw somebody in town that was an athlete have back spasms, it was Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
And it was, what, like three or four games?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously does not play right guard in the NFL, but does swing a bat with a ferocious speed.
Yeah.
So that's still one of those. You just have to, like, let it do it, right? You can't – if you try to go too quick, you're going to get hurt again, because I think it was Trey Hendrickson had a hip injury going into the game this weekend against the Jets and was good to go for the game and then re-aggravated. And now by trying to push him in that role to play this game, now he's going to cost you more games by just letting one game be the issue. So hopefully Trey can get that thing set up. But again, it's a lower back and a spasm. They flare up. Everybody that's 25 and older has had a back – well, maybe not Mac, but everyone that's 25 and older has had some sort of a back spasm.
Yeah.
And you know what it is. It's one of those things where you have to lay just right. When you stand up, you got to go slow. When you sit in your chair, you got to put the pillow back there. You got the heating pad, whatever it is. Just get it right and take the time to do it, because, again, like I said, weeks 9, 10, 11, 12, or maybe even 13 are dynamite matchups.
Well, and the other thing, too, you know it's not – I hate to use the term serious, but it's a back spasm. It's not a ripped disc. It's not a busted knee. It's not – it's one of these – it just needs to rest and kind of let itself breathe a little bit. And once it's back and he's ready to go, he'll be fine. But that's what, you know, you talk about when you say they escaped, like what they thought was, oh, my God, a serious situation. It's a back spasm. And however long that lasts is however long that lasts. And, you know, Brian Mitchell, when he was in studio earlier, also was talking about Daniels, and he goes, maybe it's not the leg that's hurt, it's what's going to happen to that other leg, because you start favoring that other side as well. And that's a situation that you have to think about with Trey Smith also, is that, okay, maybe you start favoring this and then it messes up something else, because as you know, when you start favoring anything and then you put more stress and whatever on the other side, you can absolutely injure that as well. So if you got to take a couple of days, a couple of weeks to get that thing where it's not spasming anymore, then let's do that. It's better to be safe than sorry right now.
What do you guys want to see more tonight? Do you want to see the defense be absolutely locked down, nails tough as hell to get anything going against? Or do you want to see the offense that Danan Hughes and Brian Mitchell have both said, I pray to stop it?
Yeah, I want to see the defense go well, because I'm confident in the offense, right? I know the offense is going to be there. I know they're going to go out there and score their 30 points a game, roughly, you know, right now is kind of where we sit. And so
31 and a half the last 4 weeks is what they're averaging.
Yeah, so they're scoring 31 a game. Can Washington put up 30 points in this game? I don't think so. And so when you're starting with like a 28-30 lead every single night now, which is what the Chiefs are doing, I'm all about this defense, keeping Washington honest, because each possession that you stop them is one less possession, obviously, that they're going to have. But when you're down by four scores because the Chiefs are putting up 28, 30 points per game, every possession in which you don't score becomes even bigger and becomes more important. And so I want to see this Chiefs defense go out there in the 9 or 10 possessions that they're going to get on the defensive side of the ball and hold them without points for probably 6 of them. If you give up, you know, 4 scores, a field goal, a couple of touchdowns, it's not that big a deal. It really isn't. And so I think as long as you hold Washington to 27 and under, you're going to be fine. Any opponent to 27 and under moving forward, and you're going to be fine. It's just, can Washington's offense combat a 4-touchdown deficit before the game even kicks off?
Yeah, I guess I'm yearning more for that offensive production consistently, because that's what we've talked about for 2 years. Like, oh, high flying. Oh, it's high octane. Mm-hmm. We're going to score a lot of points. And we've finally gotten a little taste of it. I would just hate to not see that again tonight. And even if they don't score 30, I still want to see it just look efficient, look quality, look easy. I don't really care about the number of points, depending on context, can be 20 or be 35, as long as the offense looks like it's explosive and high octane. Because I'm thinking about the rest of the AFC, thinking about the rest of the NFL right now. What would help this Chiefs team go to February more? Obviously, the defense is going to be the defense. Offense has got to be good. Both have to be good. But I would rather have the elite offense right now when I look at the rest of this AFC, because there's not a defense that I'm even slightly scared of. If this offense can go up and go 35 every night, they're walking through the playoffs.
What makes you think they can't at this point? They've done it for the last 4 games, right? I mean, and against some good teams. I know Detroit was banged up and whatnot, and Jacksonville was their thing. But, I mean, 37 against the Baltimore Ravens and holding them to essentially 13, you know, in that game. I think the offense is there. I think the offense is just going to get better. I need the defense to maintain the success that they've had, because for the last 2 years, the defense carried this team, guys. And so I want them to get a little bit of a break where they don't have to go out there every single night and get a stop, if they can just keep teams to 28 or fewer, that's going to make the defense play better as well. Knowing this offense is going to put up 30 plus, you have the opportunity to be more aggressive and have more fun and get out there and do things.
Yeah, I want to see the offense just continue to gel as like a dominant force, because one thing that we do know in the NFL, what moves the needle and what sells your, I guess, your standard in the league is how good is your offense, mm-hmm. right? People aren't giving up on Dallas yet this season. They have maybe the worst defense in the NFL, but why are they not giving up on Dallas? Because their offense is great. Dak and CeeDee and Pickens and Williams and all these guys are rolling, so they're like, Dallas is never out of a game. We look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and Rashee Rice comes back. You have Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, and that three-headed backfield with Smith, Pacheco, and Hunt. I want to see them start to gel, because I know more so than almost become a solid in that sort of in regard to where it's like, I'm like you. I want to be as confident to know that when the Chiefs go out there in offense, there are going to be at least four drives here and come away with points. Whether it's three or seven, mostly seven, it would be beautiful. But knowing that, because then you can kind of, you know, if so facto towards your defense. Because if you're like, hey, we're going to put up 27 tonight, guys, easily. Mm-hmm. Trust us. Just don't give up 28. And you look at that defense and you're like, okay, they've given up 28 points in one game this year, and that was in that Jacksonville game. Or they gave up, they gave up 31 in that Jacksonville game, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the most points they've given up all year. 27, 20, 9, 20, 31, 17, 0. So, and again, I think that we're both.
It's unbelievable.
And that's why I look at this conversation piece right here, because, you know, what has shown you more trust this year? The defense or the offense?
Well, it's the defense right now.
Because we haven't seen the full offense.
Right, exactly.
And so what I want to see more of that is I trust that defense. Whereas, like, I want to have that same confidence I have in Spags and Bolton and Chanel and Tranquil and McDuffie and Jones and all those guys. I want to have that same confidence that I can put into that offense where I know it's there. Mm-hmm. I know it's there. But I'm a see-it-to-believe-it type of guy where I'm like, okay, Rashee Rice, 40% of the snaps, 10 targets, 7 catches, 2 touchdowns. That was a get-right game, per se.
Right.
Didn't play the fourth quarter. Now it's a game where it's like, okay, do that again. Let's see 65% of the snaps, and let's see the same sort of kind of rhythm that offense had, because it was fun watching that offense pre-snap from a far-up spot and seeing guys whistling back and forth going, man, no wonder I was never a football coach, because I don't know what I would do. Right. I don't know when I see Xavier Worthy go over here and I watch a quarterback over there, I know that's man coverage. Right? Like, that's obvious. If the guy's following him, that means it's man-man. But again, like, when I watch this offense play, I want to be able to go into that game every single week and say, Buffalo's defense is terrible, but they can run the ball. But I know that Spags can shut Cook down, but I know that that defense can't shut this offense down because of what I've seen the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to see tonight, is more so of a, because it is, you know, left tackle, right guard, two guys that weren't your starting guys on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And now we've seen kind of people maybe be humbled, I guess you could say is the right term for the running back situation, where, hey, Kareem, you're a short yard guy. Pacheco, you are our guy. But this guy behind you is our other, like, weapon. Yeah. And we're going to use him when we need to. So I'd like to see all those answers kind of get solidified, because I think I know what that defense is.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think I know what that defense is, but I just love defensive football. And I think, you know, going out there and dominating on defense makes it so much easier for your offense to have to go out there and you know, do what they need to do. And so I defense gets the crowd going, the big plays. Was it you guys last week that was saying, like, you get a sack in a game, it's now considered half a turnover in the NFL? And I heard that stat somewhere the other day, and I'm like, wow, that's a big deal, man. A sack is now equivalent to half a turnover.
I was gonna say, what?
Well, that's how big a deal it is. I mean, a turnover.
It wasn't us that said it.
I guess yeah. not. Yeah. I guess it wasn't you guys.
I'm trying to figure out like how that.
Because moving them back, I mean, you're not turning the ball over, but a sack is 7 or 8 yards. It's now 2nd and 18.
Being like on like 3rd and 12.
It basically ends a drive. Is essentially what they're
yesterday.
Saying.
Like it was like 3rd and I think it was like 3rd and
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, he did it yesterday in the Carolina game against the Buffalo. It was like 3rd and 5 before the end of the half, and there was 12 seconds left. And he took a sack,
idiotic.
And you couldn't do it. And they tried to run the hurricane kick, and the guy ended up missing it, or whatever they call that play. I heard it like 3 times yesterday for the first time ever. What they call that play? Where they
fire drill?
Yeah. But they didn't call it that.
I don't know what they were calling it, something different yesterday, but I've always called it the fire drill.
All hell breaks loose.
Yes. Right, where it's like, let's go.
Like we saw the Chiefs do that a couple of weeks ago and
get the
field goal, right?
And Butker nailed it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was a situation where that sack was a turnover, because that was a 7-point swing.
Yeah, essentially ends drives. Sacks end drives without a turnover ending the drive, but a sack pretty much ends that drive. They're forced to punt. That's a turnover. So a sack is as big as basically a half a turnover, they're saying now in this league, especially with everybody starting at the 35-yard line right now. This is not a league that lends itself to defenses playing good anymore. Two plays and you're already in field goal range now with everybody starting at the 35. And so you pin your ears back and you go and you make life miserable for those guys. You get after the quarterback.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all of this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 9-1-3, that he only gave up 24 points in the Jags game. The pick six doesn't count against them. We haven't gotten that sounder in a long time, so I figured we'd play it. That's a good... Thanks, Coach, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
That's a yes from Bob.
You should go to the text line for Halloween, where you just debunk everything we say throughout the entire show. Going to be a great game in Buffalo this week. Yeah, it's not. It's a typical game in Sunday. Who cares? Another text. No, the defense in Jacksonville only gave up 24 points.
Fair enough.
Can you start drinking before 10?
Sure. Yeah.
Or do you have to be in a parking lot to do that?
I was 9.
Guy put on his, I'm going to go argue with the text line pants today and tell these guys they're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Well, they lost 31.
Who cares? At the end of the day, did you win? No.
Yeah, pick
six. Did they score 31? You bet they did.
Yeah, they lost. And you know what? It made the team better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You guys said the Jags game, the defense gave up 31 points when you forgot that 7 of those points came from the pick six.
Only 6 came from the pick six. 7 came from the kicker. Well, the 7th came from the kicker. You want to really break it down?
Somebody says, can we all agree that Cody is the only one at the station that can pull off that Philadelphia Karen costume? Boy, that'd be great.
Oh, that would be good, yeah.
Kramer's got to have one of those costumes, right?
Yeah, the Philadelphia Karen would be good.
That'd be great.
Yeah, there's a lot of those Karens out there, man.
E-G-L. Yeah. I don't think there's any Karen moments this weekend. We had a pretty good weekend. Maybe some in Kansas. You think Leipold's on the hot seat?
I don't know that he's on the hot seat. I think Rob Brenton wants him on the hot seat. That's for sure. But I'll tell you.
Does he think he's washed?
Oh, no, Rob, let me tell you.
It's a sad day for them. They only get 2 hours to talk about their losses this weekend.
Yeah seriously.
That poor Pabula kid, though, man. Come on.
I know. That sucks.
By the way, Theo Von is definitely smashing Pavia's mom.
Pavia
did his, he did the Shannon and the Ocho and Shannon podcast. Yeah. Theo Von's there and so is his mother.
Oh, wow.
In the same house.
Yes.
Insane, dude.
Interesting.
He's rocked up, he's thick.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Go for it, man.
Pavia's wearing grills and chains and.
Well, I will say that college football season is essentially over locally, right? I mean, if you're not playing for the playoffs, you're essentially not playing for anything. And with Lance Leipold, I mean, I think what you have to look at in this situation is, I would say, hell no, he's not on the hot seat. But this is the NIL era right now. And there's a lot of people wasting money writing checks to universities to see their football teams do good. If those football teams aren't doing good and you're 7-5, are people going to continue to waste that money to support that program? I don't know. What's the return on investment at that point in time? And so I think the NIL changes everything. And this is one where I don't necessarily have the hot take on whether or not Lance should be fired at the University of Kansas, but they have lost 17 straight to K-State. They have lost their last two games by a score of 42-17. He's lost to anybody on the same level or better than them this year in the last couple of years. Like, it feels to me like there's kind of some staleness around that program right now. And look, it's better than it's ever been, obviously. You know, from the Kansas standpoint, but you got to stop judging things like that. Is it as good as it could be? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if KU will ever be a power in football. But when money is involved and the NIL is here and you're not really much better than you were before the NIL, you have to wonder, do you have the right people in place? And people may love Lance, and he's done a nice job up there in Lawrence, but if you don't start doing more than the 7-5s, people are going to say, we're just kind of stuck in a rut. I don't know the right answer to that question. We've already seen universities spend $159 million or whatever it's been to buy coaches out this year. They're not afraid to do that. And they got rid of Brian Kelly last night, $54 million. So if teams like that are doing it, it makes me wonder how many of these other programs are going to start doing that same type of thing where if it doesn't click right away, you're gone. It used to get a recruiting class in college. You don't get that anymore. So the long story short, I don't know what the right answer is at the University of Kansas. If you're judging it on the past, fine. But I hate when people do that. Remember where we were? Who cares where we were? Are we realizing our potential now? And it feels like the resources are now there at Kansas. You know, you got the stadium thing going on. You've got all kinds of NIL money coming in. What more do you need? And this the same old, same old.
James Franklin?
I don't know. I mean, wouldn't hate that.
Because that's my
But I'm not saying, like, make a change. I don't think they need to make a change right now. But I'm not the one making those decisions, you know?
Somebody said Leipold turned into Leopold Scotch, a.k.a. Butters from South Park.
But his big high watermark was like early, and it's not been great, since. It's kind of gotten worse over the last 3 years.
And somebody
right?
said, if Indiana can turn around, then KU shouldn't have excuses.
Exactly. No,
yeah,
exactly.
They have the money. They have the facilities. I don't think they can, it's Kansas. They'll just never know. Like, that's not the way this works anymore.
Right. No, exactly. Look at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and they're putting exactly this, and that happened in what, 2 or 3 years? They're already right there. They're going to make the college football playoffs this year,
Indiana.
Barring something ridiculous. Indiana, they're going to make the college football playoff again this season. KU's got the resources, so like, put up or shut up. I don't know
finish
what
the stadium.
I don't know what how you dictate what decision to make, Bob. Like, okay, I think he should stay. I don't think he should. Like, what is the dictating line? I think part of it should be, okay, could the grass be greener? And that's why my first question is James Franklin, because this is always the conversation. If you're talking about firing or getting rid of a coach, you have to know that next answer.
Yeah.
James Franklin could be it.
And when they fired Mark Mangino, they thought they had the right answer at Harbaugh, and it backfired, and they didn't get him. And so then they didn't have the right answer at that point in time.
I also do think they need to get that quarterback.
I kind of like that guy's been there a long time.
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah, it's like every time I turn on the TV, that guy's playing quarterback. I'm like, it's not interesting at this point. It just isn't. And you got smoked in your last two games. You lost 17 straight. It just feels kind of stale. Again, I'm not invested like a Rob Brenton is in something like this.
He was there in his poncho. He was feeling really bad.
Yeah, but when you watch it from the outside and you look at it and if fans are mad, I understand that. I get it. It's a different era of college sports. It's not amateurism anymore. It's not kids anymore. We're talking about paid professionals. And if this was the NFL, would they keep these guys around? No, probably not. So I'm not sitting here calling for the guy's job. I just don't know what the solution is at this point in time.
What if they go get Colin Klein?
Kansas? That would be hysterical.
That would be awesome.
Heel turn. Would love it. And then he leads them to their first victory in 18 years.
I mean, that would be awesome, bro.
What are we building here? Yeah. Coming up on the other side, we get to our brioche of the weekend, as we do every single Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. We call the show Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
Monday, as we get set, Chiefs and Commanders, our brioche of the weekend. We'll take yours as well on the text line. Mac, why don't you get us rocking and rolling and started? As Dusty always says, your name's first on the list right now.
Yeah, Drew just got a free apple pie from McDonald's playing the Monopoly
he
game.
He did.
Ooh, nice. He goes, yeah, it was cool. They said you get a free meal item, and it's $1.39. Only thing for $1.39 on the menu is an apple pie.
Well, that's great. A free menu item valued at $1.39.
That's
is
right.
That really what it said at McDonald's today?
It's like giving up 24 instead of 31.
Yeah.
Brioche of the Weekend presented by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. Vote for the high school football game of the week at PrepsKC.com. And each week, the Sheet Metal Workers will give $750 to both teams, booster clubs, and we'll announce those winning teams on Friday morning. Yeah. So, Matt, go ahead.
I had a plan this weekend to do nothing, and I executed it perfectly.
Wow.
It was fantastic. It's sometimes hard to do nothing. It really is. Sometimes you let your mind get too busy, get too stressed, anxiety can creep in. Mm-hmm. You start doing tasks. You start thinking about something. I'll just go do that.
Oh, you say nothing. You, like, legitimately mean nothing.
Nothing. Like, I didn't do anything.
You're talking about vacuuming or raking leaves.
Didn't
like,
do that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So legitimately nothing.
Yeah, I'm not going to clean around the house. I'm just, because that's been every weekend. It's like a travel thing or it's doing something, big event or whatever it is. I was like, this week, I know it's going to be raining. I know the weather's going to suck. I don't have any plans made. I'm not going to make any. I'm going to do nothing. And it was fantastic. And then I got done with my fantasy football show yesterday and I called my lovely fiance and I said, Hannah, I know we're doing the quinoa thing, but it's just so cold, drizzly outside. Please, would you make your potato soup? I'll go get all the stuff right now at the wonderful Hy-Vee next to our place. And boom, she was like, yes, even though I just woke up. Absolutely, let's do it. So I enjoyed
What time of day was that?
I woke up like, well, she had two 12-hour shifts Friday and Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay,
so she was asleep till 10:30, honestly. Okay. But yeah, then she made her potato soup. So that's all I did yesterday. Eat potato soup, did nothing. It was a great, awesome, restful weekend.
Yeah, there's nothing better than that, where you get that weekend and you're like, what do you have to do? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
It's Friday. I'm closing the door. As Ned used to say in the offseason, I'm closing the gate to the farm. I'll see you in February.
Heck yeah.
If you get a weekend where you can close the gate and see you on Monday, that really is
it was
a
good.
Good weekend.
It was good.
Yeah. I'm going to give the brioche of the weekend just to my Saturday. Being with my daughter and having the opportunity to have that one-on-one time with her is memories that we were making and creating. And I know I've only got, you know, a couple more years with her. So to be able to just kind of spend that time with her and show her CU's campus, get the In-N-Out burger, you know, hike a little bit, do that kind of stuff, just to spend 12 hours essentially with no outside distractions. And I got a text from my best friend last night and he goes, wish I would have known you were in Denver. I was there as well with my daughter. Mm. And I responded back to him. He lives out in Colorado. I responded back to him and I said, look, I said, I kind of needed this. He goes, no, I totally get it. He goes, we were in and out as well. It was a quick, you know, 12 hours that we were in Denver. They were just looking at something real fast. And I said, so were we. I said, I kind of needed that time. And it was good just to have that. Cause I thought about calling him, you know, a week ago when we made the plans to go. And I go, you know, if I do that, my daughter's going to think this isn't about her.
Yeah.
And I want everything to be about her, not about me, not about Drew, not about, you know, his daughter, who's about the same age as mine. They're friends and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go out there and not be 100% as dad focused on her. And so
good
I told him
you.
That. And he's like, yeah, I totally get that. I totally understand that. And good friends will understand that.
Go out to Denver and be like, honey, these are called gummies. You only need to eat half of it. And the other half is for the flight. No, that's awesome. I'm glad you got to do that. That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, and it also, in the same time, you know, you leave your wife with the other daughter. So,
right.
Like, they can do whatever they need to do.
And that turned into a mess over the weekend now. So
well,
high school drama going on.
Right. So, anyways, trying to do my part.
I know you weren't. And that's the way it should have worked out. But, you know, high school drama with girls.
Like the other daughter's going to Colorado this weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
No, my brioche of the weekend. Okay. Got to be with my dad on Saturday.
Awesome.
That was really cool for me. I don't get to see my parents a whole lot as life has happened and, you know, you get in your own schedule. Got to see my dad on Saturday. We went and saw the new Springsteen film. Obviously, it's no secret. You all know that is, like, the greatest thing in the world for me is being, I went to the Springsteen concert with my father. I still have the video on my phone of when he played Born to Run, and my dad looked like a 9-year-old kid for the first time seeing his favorite artist of all time. I went and saw the movie. It's a great movie, in my opinion. I know if you're not a Bruce Springsteen fan or you're not a musical history buff fan, you probably won't like it. I know I'm going to get a lot of crap for that, but it doesn't matter what you think because it wasn't the movie that was special. It was the time with my old man. Mm-hmm. And the best part about the whole thing was we sat there, had popcorn and sodas, and watched the movie. Jeremy Strong will probably win Best Supporting Actor. I'll throw that out there as a prediction. Jeremy Allen White did a great job at being Bruce. The movie may not be what you think it is. There's a lot of how Jersey kind of created Bruce to the way that he is. It shows you who his father was. It lets you know what kind of depression Bruce Springsteen has gone through his entire life. But the best part about the whole thing was the fact that after the movie was over, we went back to my house. My dad and I sat in my living room for 2 hours and just talked about the movie.
That's awesome.
There was nothing that mattered. There was a sport. There was a game on. I think it was the Dynamite matchup that was LSU at the time, and then it turned into a slop fest. But it didn't matter. We didn't care. We locked eyes. We talked stories. We brought up things, all these things, and all these things that we noticed in the movie that kind of, you know, the song Mansion on the Hill, how they reference that in the movie, how Atlantic City gets created, how he wanted to do this album because it was him. It wasn't everything else. And it was awesome, man. So I don't have a mother. I do have a stepmother, a stepfather, and a father. I suggest if anybody out there has not been with their parents in a long time, take time. Go do it.
It happens fast.
It's awesome. Because my dad's 69, man.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was cool to kind of have that sort of, and if you do have that relationship with your father and you do want to go see this movie, there is a scene in this movie that will absolutely captivate you and bring you to tears between Bruce and his father. And when that scene happens and I look to my left and my dad at the same time looks to his right, game over.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And
so it was awesome.
You know, my parents are 75 and 76 years old. And my sister and I have been kind of talking recently, like it's happening. It's going to happen fast. I was talking to a friend of mine at the J about a month ago, and he lost his dad at like 82. Right. And I go, wow. I said, my parents are 75. And I go, how is he? He goes, once they hit 80, man, it speeds up really, really fast. And I was reading some stuff online about that 75-year-old mark, or I was listening to some guy on 60 Minutes actually talk about it. From 75 to the end, it goes really, really fast. And that's kind of like your last decade of life. And if you're not staying active and doing all this kind of stuff, it's going to end very, very fast. And so if you got those older parents, you're fortunate enough they're here. I've got to fly 1,000 miles to see mine, or they've got to fly 1,000 miles to here. That's why we look forward to Thanksgiving every year. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. It is vitally important to make that quality time. And then the Nick Mangold thing got me yesterday, guys. I don't know who he is. Like, I'm not a Jet fan, or but I know who he is.
And
like,
they went and won the whole freaking thing.
Yeah, but like that shouldn't have impacted me the way that it did. But 41 years old, father's got those kids. They keep showing him at Disney World with his daughter. Like, I may lose it this morning.
And he got cut that day.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that was the caption of the photo. He's on, what is it? The
Were talking about cutting in line.
No, he got cut that. It says, found out you get cut from your NFL team the same day you're at Disney World. He's on the log ride going down
the
mountain.
That picture. Oh, yeah. I thought they were saying he got cut in line on that. And I do want to give one more brioche of the weekend out, and it's to you, because a week ago you had asked me if I was okay, and you knew I wasn't. And when you asked me that question, my whole week changed. And I just wanted to thank you for that.
Yes,
and I've been meaning to do that privately, but this came up and we're all kind of having a moment here. So
yeah.
I wanted to thank you for that, because you okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. And I'll get through it, and it's okay, but you noticed it, and it changed my whole outlook on the week last week, and so I appreciate that from you.
You put me in the spot, and I don't want to go anywhere, so I got to check in on my fam, man. You got to check in with your people.
You do.
It's okay.
And then Matt got a haircut. Like,
yeah,
you
looks
know.
Great. Looks great, man. I mean, good for Hannah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, brioche. Yes.
Yeah.
She likes
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The haircut? She does. I was nervous. She loves the long hair, but she likes it.
What's she going to pull on now?
I've been pounding.
And this morning, look what's showing up on my computer now. Alpacas.
That's right.
There we go.
Come on, Jen. Go do something nice for your husband and buy him one. Or go do something nice for somebody today, whether that's a friend, family, or a stranger. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Go Chiefs. Cody, Golden, Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.